America is changing, and so is the world.
But what's happening in America isn't just the cause of global upheaval. It's also a symptom of disruption that's happening everywhere.
I'm Asma Khalid in Washington, D.C.
I'm Tristan Redman in London, and this is The Global Story.
Every weekday, we'll bring you a story from this intersection, where the world and America meet.
Listen on bbc.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, I'm Araceli Gomez Saldana, and this is The Rundown. Ukrainian Americans rallied downtown this weekend as the war in their home country enters year three. Ivan Kalisnik was there with his wife and two young children who had Ukrainian flags painted on their cheeks. He feels proud that more Ukrainians are celebrating their heritage now than they did before Russia invaded Ukraine. But he's also upset with President Donald Trump for steering U.S. support away from Ukraine, where his dad serves in the military.
Honestly, it feels like a betrayal. And I did get a U.S. citizenship a couple of years ago, and it makes me not to want to be the citizen of the United States anymore.
Kalisnik hopes the White House stops spreading misinformation about the Russia-Ukrainian war. Transgender teens and their parents are angry and frustrated after Lurie Children's Hospital in Chicago paused gender care surgeries. About 2 weeks ago, Lurie stopped surgeries for transgender youth younger than 19 after President Donald Trump threatened to withhold federal funding. Michelle Vallée is worried her son's care could be in limbo. He receives hormone therapy at Lurie's.
There's not a family probably at Lurie that is confident that Lurie isn't going to fold on all of the care. And I know that's going to potentially be hard for Lurie to hear, but they need to hear it. I know you don't have my son's back.
In a statement, Lurie says they paused surgeries to protect the majority of gender care services they do provide, including hormone therapy. The Trump administration is withholding tens of millions of dollars in federal funds previously earmarked to deal with legacy coal mines across Illinois. Abandoned coal mines pose a safety risk and can leach harmful toxins into the environment. Amanda Pancall is with Prairie Rivers Network. She says there are abandoned mine lands in over 60 Illinois counties.
The southern two-thirds of our state have experienced coal mining at some point in the past, and these sites are really spread across the state.
The federal government has frozen approximately $75 million for the remediation effort. It also cut funding for a similar program to plug abandoned oil and gas wells. Summer may feel far off, but the Chicago Park District is starting to hire now for thousands of seasonal jobs. The Park District has open applications for 3,700 summer jobs. The district is looking for lifeguards for pools and beaches, recreation leaders for camps, and more. Hourly pay starts at $17. The Park District says summer jobs are ideal for teens, and applicants must be at least 16 years old. In recent years, lifeguard shortages have delayed the opening of beaches and pools for swimming. The Park District says an increase in applications last year helped pools open for more days. Other things you should know about today. Jury selection begins today in the trial of Robert Cremo III. He's accused of killing seven people and injuring dozens more at a July 4th parade in Highland Park nearly 3 years ago. Cremo is facing more than 100 felony counts, including murder for allegedly shooting at parade goers from a rooftop. All 48 of the living victims will be allowed to watch the trial, and many of them will be called to testify. Jury selection is also scheduled to begin today in the trial of a Plainfield landlord charged with attacking a Palestinian-American woman and killing her 6-year-old son. Will County prosecutors say Joseph Chuba stabbed his tenant, Hanan Shaheen, and her child, Waldia Al-Fayoumi. The Sun-Times reports they allege he was radicalized by right-wing commentary on the Israel-Hamas war. The 73-year-old Chuba has pleaded not guilty to murder, attempted murder, aggravated battery, and hate crime charges. Chicago's Catholic community and those of other faiths offered prayer over the weekend for Pope Francis. He's hospitalized in critical condition, suffering from complex respiratory ailments. The Archdiocese of Chicago said in a statement that it had received word that the Pope's condition worsened Saturday morning. Cardinal Blaise Cupich urged the community to continue to pray for his recovery. Pope Francis is 88 and has been hospitalized for a week. A look at today's weather, partly sunny and breezy, a high near 54 degrees. Tonight, chance of overnight showers and a low around 33. And on Tuesday, partly cloudy with a high near 52. I'm Araceli Gomez-Saldana. Thanks for listening.